Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3. The game presented by Southern Bank of Tennessee, your bank for small business. Hour number three on this Wednesday. Jake Lyman and Connor Newt filling in for Jared Stillman today. Broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Just wrapped up our third of 4 days previewing the NFL. Tomorrow we will get into the AFC and NFC South, including our thoughts on the Titans. Speaking of the Titans, Bleacher Report put out their Mount Rushmore for the Titans. There are four players since the franchise moved to Tennessee, by the way. So this doesn't include the Oilers days.
Right.
Which I think Earl Campbell obviously would be big on there. And I know Chris Sanders said Bruce Matthews. Bruce played a little bit for the Titans, right?
He was a Titan.
Yeah. Yeah, he played for the Titans.
I don't know if I'd include him, though.
Really?
Do we say a majority of your career has to be spent in Tennessee?
That's fair.
Let me give you who Bleacher Report said, because I thought this was really interesting. Not the four I would have picked, and maybe it's just because Bleacher Report is ill-informed on the Titans. So they have Steve McNair on there. That one I don't have much of a problem.
Yeah. No, he would be on mine.
Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Johnson.
Mm. Well, yeah, I think I would put him.
Chris Johnson, I think, deserves to be in there in contention. And Jarrell Casey.
Mm. I don't even know if I would put him as the best defensive player in Titans history.
Right.
Like, you could argue Javon Kurse.
I mean, yeah, those like...
Kevin Byard.
I mean, you could even look back... Jarrell Casey was great for this team.
Sure.
I'm not trying to rip on Jarrell at all. But I agree. When you look at Titans defensive linemen since they've been here, I don't know if he would even be number one.
Would you put him over Jeffrey Simmons?
As of right now, you probably have to.
I don't know, though. Like, Casey was a good player on really bad Titans teams.
Yeah.
For the most part of his career. He was part of that 2019 run to the AFC Championship, and they traded him away for a seventh round pick.
And that resulted in a very good outcome because he played one game for the Broncos.
Right. And he did have the sack fumble against Lamar Jackson. That was a huge moment in that game that kind of sealed it, I felt like. I felt like that was the moment where the Titans really it was like, all right, the Ravens could still come back. And then when Casey got him, ball comes out, Titans recover. I felt like it was over at that point. Texter brings up a guy that I was just thinking of. 2394 says Keith Bullock.
I would argue Keith Bullock is the best linebacker in Titans history.
Yeah. I think I'm with you on that. I think he would deserve to be part of this. Andrew says his four. Man, interesting pick at the end here. So he goes Steve, Eddie, Derek. Those are fine. Pac-Man Jones.
Interesting.
If you're going to go secondary.
If you're going to go Kevin special Byard, teams. Special teams, I'd put Pac-Man on there.
Yeah.
As a returner.
If you're going to go secondary, Kevin Byard, Michael Griffin.
Yeah.
Could be in those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Craig says, you got to put my boy all-time favorite Titan, Blaine Bishop, on there. I think Blaine
Blaine.
If you're going to go secondary, Blaine Bishop should definitely be in that conversation. Gunner says, I would take Vanden Bosch over Casey. I think so, too.
Yes. I think so, too.
Vanden Bosch was late 2000s, so he was on the line with Haynesworth and blanking on who was on the other side.
Not Kurse. Kurse was gone.
Text line, help us out.
Help us out. We're young.
But yeah, Bullock was on that team.
We're teenagers, guys.
Steven Tulloch was on that team, too.
Yeah.
Michael Griffin. Andrew, more seriously, goes Steve, Derek, Rob Baronis, Keith Bullock.
That's kind of a deep cut right there.
I think that's a decent four right there.
Yeah.
But
you cover all your bases, man.
You do run into the issue of if you're going through this exercise, the running backs, I think, are the hardest to decide because there are three that all could be on there.
You know what I would do if we're making our own? you limit one, you get one running back.
One running back.
You got to pick between the three.
Okay. Yeah, that makes it easier, I think, because, but it makes it harder because I guess you have to leave two of them off.
Do you want to hear mine? I would go Will Levis, Wesley Woodyard.
Instantly lost credibility.
Avery Williamson and Bud Dupree.
Wow.
For no reason.
What's that hat you got on right now?
Oh, this is the...
just some blue hat.
This is my South Carolina Gamecocks hat, everyone.
I would go Vincent Fuller, mm-hmm. Caleb Farley, mm-hmm. Joey Sly, mm-hmm. and then I'll leave the last one blank.
Whoever wants it. Mason,
you know, Kinsey. No, fine. You know what? I'm wearing the Vandy stuff today, too. We'll go Zach Cunningham.
There you go.
Throw a Commodore in there.
Realistically.
No. Let's give ours in the next segment.
Okay.
But let's set the rules here. Are we saying one running back? Because I think the running backs make this difficult because all three of them could be considered a top four player in franchise since they moved to Tennessee.
If we don't, I would put all three of them on there.
Yeah.
I think if we don't, mine would be Steve and then all three running backs.
I think the easy choice if you're going to leave somebody off, and I hate to say it because he was my favorite player growing up, is Chris Johnson.
Yeah.
Like, I love Chris Johnson.
That's me with Derrick Henry.
If you're looking at peak, I'm going to go hot take again here. I think peak Chris Johnson was better than peak Derrick Henry.
Whoa.
Woo!
That's
piping hot, Jake Lyman. That, piping hot.
You know, I don't.
He had 2,500 yards from scrimmage in one season.
You know, I don't completely disagree with you because I think they're two completely different players.
I also do think Derrick Henry contributed to winning more than Chris Johnson
yes.
did. Derrick Henry was better built to win football games because he wore the defense down. But in terms of that 2009 season, he had 2,500 yards from scrimmage. That has never been done.
That's
by
why
anybody
he's on the
else.
List because he is one of eight or one of nine 2,000 yard rushers in NFL history. So like I feel like that
and
alone
Henry
has
to put
him on the list.
Okay, so rank the three running backs
in terms of like overall career with the Titans.
Yes,
Henry, George, Johnson.
Okay,
that's what I would do too.
I think I would do that. You could argue Eddie and Derek are interchangeable.
Yeah.
Because Eddie had such an impact.
Right. I think it's a much closer gap between Henry and George than is George and Johnson. Because
Nevada Josh makes a good point. Offensive Mount Rushmore and defensive Mount Rushmore.
Maybe that makes it easier.
I think we should do that.
Okay. We can do that. But if we do offensive, are we saying all the running backs can be on there?
No.
Oh, only one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're making just as we always do. We make up the rules.
We'll make it overcomplicated because we can't.
No, I do think with the running backs, it's Henry, George, Johnson. Just because CJ's lifespan was so short,
but he had such a good offensive line.
Like he was only really here from 08 to
once they gave him 13. Once they gave him that massive deal to come back. It was over.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's when his career started going down, and then he left for the Jets, and we never really heard from him again.
Coy in Clarksville says, give Derrick Henry CJ2K's line, and he rushes for 3,000 yards. Are we forgetting, like...
Derrick Henry had a great line.
That 2,000-yard season for Derrick Henry, his offensive line was pretty good. That was Lawan, Saffold, Jones, Davis, and I guess it was Kelly...
Was it Dennis Kelly?
Or was Conklin still there?
No, Conklin had left. Because this was 20.
Yeah, this was after Conklin.
Yeah, Conklin is.
Yeah, you're right. Conklin was gone.
Yeah. So it was Dennis Kelly, I think.
Or was it like Quessenberry?
It was. No, it was Quessenberry.
It was Quessenberry. Okay. I agree, though. Like, CJ did get help from very good offensive lines, but he was. His 2009 season. Man, there are a lot of good running back seasons. I think it's the best running back season of all time.
Obviously, here's the thing, though. Our opinion is going to be so different from some other people's because we didn't.
Right.
We don't have the Titans from day one.
Right. I did not. I think the first season I really followed was 06. So, like, I do miss out on a lot of that. But obviously, I know the impact that McNair and Eddie and D-Mace and all those guys had. So, I hold that in the back of my mind. But, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
We're going to get called young. We're going to date ourselves with this. So yeah, we'll do that coming up next. We're going to do an offensive Mount Rushmore and a defensive Mount Rushmore for the Titans. Probably going to get a lot of hate on this.
Oh, yeah, we are.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. If you want to text or call, our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Tune in tonight on ESPN 94.9 The Fan as the Nashville Sounds take on Durham. Pregame begins at 5:20 and the first pitch is at 5:35. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. Sounds Baseball on ESPN 94.9 The Fan is presented by Twin Peaks and Family Leisure. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly here on Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly with you today. Let's give away some tickets here before we get back into our Mount Rushmore conversation. Be caller number 4 at 615-737-1025, and you'll win a pair of tickets to see Nelly with Ja Rule and special guests at Ascend Amphitheater on Tuesday, September 16th. That's caller number 4 to see Nelly on September 16th at 615-737-1025. All right, we're having the conversation. Titans all-time Mount Rushmore, and Bleacher Report, again, I think a misinformed Mount Rushmore. Yeah. Of McNair was fine, Derrick Henry's fine, Chris Johnson, I understand. Jarrell Casey, as good as Jarrell Casey is,
There are better options.
Right, there are better options out there. So we went into the break saying we're going to do offense and defense. We're going to stick with just one because we don't need that. That's the exercise here, is try and pick four. We need to make it difficult for ourselves.
Yes.
So one running back is allowed. Who are your four, Connor Newt?
Okay. I'm going to go McNair at quarterback.
Yep.
I'm going to go Derrick Henry at running back.
Mm-hmm.
I will go Frank Wycheck at tight end. And I will go Javon Kearse on the defensive side.
Okay. I like that.
Now, it was hard for me because I wanted to put D-Mace on there. He's in the mix. I love me some D-Mace. I love Kevin Byard. Wanted to put him on there.
He didn't
quite make it. Crazy Uncle Chris, I would put on there. just so he didn't get mad at me. I love Uncle Chris.
Who did Chris go with again? He went with...
He said McNair.
He said, yeah, he had Bruce Matthews on there too.
Yeah, Bruce. McNair. Did he say Frank?
Eddie.
Did he say Frank? Or was it Keith?
I forget who his last one was. We should have written these down.
Yeah, we should have.
Okay, so you're going with McNair, George,
Derek.
Derek. McNair, Henry, Wycheck, and Kearse.
That's three old guys.
I'm going to go. Steve McNair, I think, is the easy
one.
He's
locked.
The best quarterback in franchise history has to be on your Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
So Steve McNair is one. I'll agree with you on Henry because we did the exercise. If you're only going to pick one, I think it has to be Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
He ran for 2,000 yards. And he was a part of he was the reason for that run to the AFC championship game.
Which sucks because I love Eddie George so much. He's one of my favorite players ever.
Right, and like Eddie played in the Super Bowl.
I met Eddie when I was little.
Really?
Yeah, my dad. I don't remember this because I was two, but my dad took me down to we were friends with someone in front office.
Yeah.
So we went to the locker room. I sat in Eddie's locker and met him as he was coming down to the tunnel for warmups, and he gave me a fist bump. I never washed that hand again. I'm just kidding. I wish I would have met Eddie now.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go down to Bowling Green and see if I can meet him.
There you go. Yeah. It's tight for me, but Derrick Henry, especially, we mentioned our implicit bias of being younger and not having been able to watch Eddie George live.
Right.
For me, watching Derrick Henry, it's got to be Derrick. So I've got McNair. I've got Henry. I'm with you there. I will go defense. I'll go Mr. Monday Night. I'll go Keith Bullock as my third choice.
I love Keith so much.
And then it's so tough when you get down to the last one because now it's like you're leaving somebody off.
Yeah, I know.
I think I'm between. I like the Wycheck pick. Somebody we haven't mentioned who I don't think is worthy of a Mount Rushmore deserves to be spoken of as one of the greats, Delanie Walker.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in the top four conversation, but he's a guy who, on a bunch of bad teams, he was a bright spot. Same with Jarrell Casey. I'd put them in the same conversation. I always love Kevin Byard.
Yeah, he's always been one of my favorites. Just because of MTSU and, you know.
I think he deserves a spot.
I think I'm going to go Kevin Byard.
Okay.
Defensive Mount Rushmore? Absolutely.
The mayor of Murfreesboro has made the Mount Rushmore.
I do want to mention the text line has been letting us know that we, when talking to secondary, we're forgetting Samari Roll. He deserves to be in that conversation too. But I'll go with those four. I'll go McNair, Henry, Bullock, Byard.
I think that's good. You got two of each.
Kevin Byard will forever be one of my favorite players in Titans history. When I came here for the draft in 2019, I was visiting and went over and had him sign my jersey. Just one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. I love Kevin Byard.
We met him at MTSU a couple years ago when he came to the game for his retirement, his jersey retirement.
Yeah.
So number 20 hangs over Floyd Stadium now. Like you said, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Went out of his way to talk to us. Super, super outgoing guy.
Yeah, I'm sure most people would say that is a recency bias pick with Byard because, you know, he had the one all-pro season, but I love Kevin Byard. He was such a good player for so many years with the Titans. So that's my four. I'm going McNair, Henry, Bullock, Byard. And Connor is going McNair, Henry, Wycheck, and Javon Kearse.
I feel bad for not going two of each, but I love Frank so much. He's one of my so tough.
I think if you hadn't picked him, I probably would have picked him.
Yeah.
On our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, Joey from Bellevue says the same as me.
There you go.
Steve, Henry, Mr. Monday Night, and KB. And 3464 mentions Courtland Finnegan. Courtland Finnegan, for sure, really good player.
Liked him.
I don't think he's in the conversation for top four players in franchise history.
I'm trying to think of corners. Like, the ones as of recently you can't...
The Titans, at least in my memory, have never really had... Finnegan's probably the closest thing they've had to a lockdown corner.
Safeties have been great. Michael Griffin.
Right. Griffin's was great.
Byard, obviously.
Byard. Imani Hooker's not in that conversation, but
no.
Corner wise, like there's years where they're good player. Like Alteron Verner had that really good year, and he got paid in Tampa Bay. But obviously, he's not one of the all time greats on this team.
Janoris Jenkins,
Jackrabbit.
I thought about that on the drive home yesterday. And we were doing deep cuts.
Jackrabbit Jenkins. Pac-Man
Jones.
That is not a deep cut.
No, I wasn't trying to be deep.
I kind of forgot that Janoris Jenkins played for this team.
I know. That's why I was thinking about it.
I mean, there's all kinds of cornerbacks who just came here for a cup of coffee.
What about offensive linemen?
Yeah, we didn't mention a lot of offensive linemen.
I mean, Bruce has to be on there,
right.
But if we're excluding him because he was mostly an Oiler.
Michael Roos.
Yeah.
For sure.
Brad Hopkins.
Brad Hopkins. Big Country.
Mm-hmm.
David Stewart.
Lawan.
Conklin.
Conklin wasn't here long enough.
Yeah. Lawan.
Lawan deserves to be in that conversation. If Lawan hadn't been hurt.
If he didn't tear that ACL,
I think he... I wouldn't say he'd still be playing, but I would say he probably was the Titans' left tackle for...
Yeah.
At least a couple extra years.
Because he came back and he was not the same. Like that... Wasn't the first game he had back that was the Cardinals game where Chandler Jones had five sacks?
Good memory, Connor. That was rough. That was a tough game. And that was the year the Titans went and were the number one seed. So shows you week one can be a liar.
Every time I think of Chandler Jones, I think of that game, and I think of did you ever see his birthday song to Bill Belichick?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Chandler Jones has had a rough couple of years here.
Kevin Mawe. How can we not mention him?
Oh, yeah.
No one mentioned him yet.
He wasn't known as a Titan. Because he came over as a free agent kind of later on in his career.
Yeah, well, came over from the Jets.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah.
But he had more success other places. He was really good with the Titans. It's not like Steve Hutchinson who came here and was just not great for a year and then left.
Yeah.
Ben Jones deserves to be mentioned for offensive lineman. Coy in Clarksville says the disrespect on all pro Brett Kern.
Oh, Kern, Brett forgot about Brett.
Kern and Baronis deserve to be mentioned in this conversation, too.
And Suckup.
Yeah, Ryan Suckup, good. Big E, that's a great text. Jason McCourty, never an elite cornerback, but he was the Titans' best cornerback for a while there.
I still don't know which one is Jason and which one
Jason
is...
Jason was the corner, Devin was the safety.
Okay.
Devin played for the Patriots long time.
Yeah, but like when I see them next to each other, I just don't know which one is which.
Well, yeah, they're twins.
Yeah.
And they're both analysts now.
That's
kind of how that works.
Jason McCourty's on ESPN, NFL Live, or is it?
Yeah.
No, it is.
One of them is on Good Morning Football, or was on Good Morning Football.
Uh-huh. And one of them also makes appearances on NBC. Might be Devin.
I think Devin does like Sunday or Football Night in America.
Are they both in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? One of them is. I think Jason's in.
No, neither of them are yet.
No, one of them got inducted a couple years ago, right?
They just retired Devin just retired like 3 or 4 years ago.
One of them did. Who am I thinking?
No, Jason is definitely not a Hall of Famer. Devin has the Super Bowls, possibly. I would say maybe on Devin.
Where would you put Vandenbosch?
Vandenbosch deserves to be in there too.
I put him with Haynesworth.
The only problem with Haynesworth is his career was not
right
long enough.
I think
Haynesworth was good.
He's always going to be remembered for the guy who got a $100 million contract and then stopped caring instead of what he did when he was with the Titans, which was great, but it's just his legacy is tainted. 615-737-1025, continuing to take your thoughts on who should be on the Titans' Mount Rushmore. Bleacher Report says Steve McNair, Derrick Henry, Chris Johnson, and Jarrell Casey. We disagreed. I went with Steve McNair, Derrick Henry, Keith Bullock, Kevin Byard, and Connor going with Steve McNair, Derrick Henry, Frank Wycheck, and Javon Kearse. What are your thoughts? 615-737-1025. Our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. This week's Nashville's best deal is Mellow Mushroom. There's no pizza like Mellow Mushroom Pizza. Stone-baked with fresh ingredients, next-level imagination, and limitless options for customization. It is a higher order of pizza. You know and love Mellow Mushroom. Now get half off a $30 gift card while supplies last at thegamenashville.com/deals. Gift card is good for the downtown Broadway and Franklin locations. Jake Lyman, Connor Knoop, filling in for Jared Stillman today here on Stillman & Company, 102.5-106.3 The Game. Stillman & Company, 102.5-106.3 The Game. Jake Lyman and Connor Newt in today. Thanks for joining us on your Wednesday afternoon. Do want to mention no Jared versus Joe today. We don't have Jared. We won't have Joe. But we will have, where are they now? The third day in a row where we look back and find out.
It's my day. I'm feeling it.
Who he play for. I've got a good one. I feel so good about this group of five players.
That you feel good that neither of us are going to get any of them?
I think you guys will get some of them.
I can't wait to crush Connor's belief.
The last two are going to be tough. But you're going to know all five names. I can guarantee that.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
We got to get our pen and paper out.
That is coming up at 5. We are continuing to take your guys' thoughts out there about Mount Rushmore of the Titans, top four players in franchise history. You know it's July when we're doing segments like this, but Bleacher Report put out their take, and it wasn't great. National media usually isn't going to know who was beloved by fans of each individual team. We went through and did ours. Again, I did Steve McNair, Derrick Henry, Keith Bullock, Kevin Byard. Connor goes with Steve McNair, Derrick Henry, Frank Wycheck, Javon Kearse. Getting a lot of interaction here on our text line. 0096 says, does it have to be a player? I nominate Mike Keith.
Oh, I mean, we could do...
If you're doing like non-players, Floyd deserves to be in that conversation.
Fisher.
Jeff Fisher.
Would we put Vrabel there?
No.
I don't think he did enough.
If he got to
an AFC championship, that's about it.
Right.
Won a division.
I think the longevity wasn't there for Vrabel.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just go with the owner and put Bud Adams in there.
But not Amy. Just Bud.
Just Bud. Joey from Gallatin mentions Mark Mariani is one of the best returners, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. It's tough when you're picking four total. Like, we mentioned we might do the offense and defense. Like, you could come up with an offense, a defense, and a special teams and feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
But
Would you put Morgan Cox on special teams?
No, I don't think he was here long enough. He's only been here for the last like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, but he's, according to ESPN,
he's a very good player.
He's the best long snapper.
He might be
time.
On the Ravens. The Ravens would have themselves a good special teams.
I mean, they'd have Justin Tucker.
Justin Tucker and Morgan Cox is a good start.
Yeah,
I mean for the Titans, I think Baronis and Kern for sure.
Yeah, definitely those two. You could talk me into Pac-Man as a returner. Because Pac-Man was good. He's crazy, but he was good.
Craig Hendrick?
Yeah. longevity wasn't there, but Khalif Raymond was a good returner.
So it does, but we want to make it a little tough on ourselves and make us make the tough decisions. And, you know, we said only one running back, but the Titans, in terms of their franchise greats, you could easily say that maybe three of the top four players in franchise history are running backs. Like,
yeah,
I think
you have to put Steve McNair there.
I think if you were going to make an actual four and not limit the running backs, I think for sure it's Steve, Eddie, Derek.
Yeah.
Then the fourth spot is where it becomes really hazy. Like, we're getting all these mentions, and I know people have said Bruce Matthews. We tried to keep it to players who made their name in Tennessee, like, yeah, who are known for being Titans, not known for being Oilers.
Right.
Obviously, Bruce Matthews should be included in this conversation. So should Earl Campbell if we're going back to
Warren Moon.
Oilers days, Warren Moon. Like, there's lots of options there. Yeah, I think if we didn't limit running backs, I think you can feel pretty safe that it's Steve, Eddie, Derek. Then you have options, plenty of options for that fourth spot. And there really isn't a wrong answer. You could go Bullock. You could go Curse. You could go Wycheck. You could go Mason.
What did Chris call Chris Johnson earlier? He's trying to say
C2JK or something like that.
He couldn't say it. He was like C2KJ or something like that.
Yeah, he fumbled through CJ2K. 4851 says Justin Tucker, and then in Charles Barkley's voice, probably not a good time right now.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, probably not. Maybe we don't mention Justin Tucker. Oops. Yeah, I mean, Jared did mention the headline out of Browns camp or Browns offseason camp last week of Deshaun Watson is taking Shedeur Sanders under his arm.
It's hey.
I don't know if that's who you want to be your mentor. But anyway, 9064 says McNair, George, Bullock, Henry. Didn't follow the running back rule, but I don't care. McNair, George, Henry, or Locks. I agree. I think those are the easy three. And then I think there's probably 15 to 20 right answers after that for that last spot.
Yeah.
That I don't think, I think you're splitting hairs. Because it is tough to compare across positions at that point.
I feel like we're on some level not giving CJ enough credit.
I know.
Because he was so good. So much, and he's so good, and he was just so fat. The whole smash and dash thing in general was just so much fun.
You want to do a little hypothetical here?
Sure.
Because DVD did their, if you could have one on-field do-over in Titans history, what if Chris Johnson doesn't get hurt in that divisional game against the Ravens? Do we remember him differently, and do the Titans win that game?
Yeah, because he was basically their whole
offense.
He
scored a touchdown on the first drive, and then, if I'm not mistaken, the Titans didn't score a touchdown the rest of the game.
Was Vince still the quarterback? Was that Vince?
No, Kerry Collins was the quarterback. Vince got hurt that year.
That's right. Man, I think they would have won that game. Because he was essentially their entire offense. Like, they didn't just hand the ball off to him.
Yeah, so
he was a dump-off guy. He was a pitch guy. I mean, he was just so good.
The game ended 13-10, which that's what I thought the score was. Chris Johnson had 11 carries for 72 yards and a touchdown, but he got hurt. And I just wonder, if he had been healthy, do we remember him as one of the franchise greats if he gets them to the AFC Championship? They had just beaten the Steelers like a month ago before that. That was when Lendale was stomping on the terrible towel on the sideline.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Do they go to the Super Bowl that year if Chris Johnson stays healthy?
Now you have me thinking about what's the one play that DVD had.
This was theirs yesterday. On field do over, and it couldn't be that Kevin Dyson got to the goal line.
Honestly, this may be recency bias, but if you tackle Mahomes in the open field right before halftime in the AFC Championship, I think that kind of stifles some of the Chiefs' momentum, and the Titans may end up winning that game and go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's definitely one.
Yeah. There's a lot of good ones. That one, Mahomes. I think, you know what? The Tannehill game against the Bengals.
Yeah.
The three picks. The one I would take away is the middle one.
Yeah. Because that, I remember that. That's the one where I was like, uh-oh.
The Titans were down 10 at that point, I believe. And Deontay Foreman had just busted off like a 40-yard run. And on the next play, they tried that little screen pass, and Mike Hilton jumped it, tipped it to himself, and picked it. I would take away that one, because if the Titans score on that drive, I think they win the game.
Yeah. There's so many. There's so many. We could play the what-if game all day long. But the bottom line is, Chris Johnson's a freaking beast.
9064 says, can we just redo the entire fourth quarter of the Bengals game? Worst day of my life as a Titans fan. See, I don't know about that, because the Titans had to come back in that game.
Yeah.
Was it the first play of the fourth quarter was the A.J. Brown touchdown in the corner where Tannehill dropped it in the bucket?
That's right. Yep.
So I don't know if it's the full fourth quarter of the Bengals game, but yes, the last 2.5 minutes, 100%. Would love to redo that. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll still take your thoughts on the Titans Mount Rushmore. Who would be your top four players in history? I feel like we've covered pretty much every name that could even be considered at this point, but if you have more thoughts, 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Our phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. When we come back, we had to move Newt's notes today because Chris Sanders joined us at 2:45. We'll do it coming up next here on Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Wrapping up the third hour of today's show, Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, in for Jared Stillman today. Again, for those who haven't been listening, Jared will be back on Friday. He is not off the air, as one of our texters asks. He will be back on Friday, but we are with you today and tomorrow, and you heard the music. It's time for Newt's Notes. Connor, the segment is yours.
Thank you. Okay, so we have a disgrace to the game of baseball that has come upon us in the past 2 days. The Chicago Cubs, first off, they beat the Cardinals on Sunday Night Baseball 11-0. But as we know, is tradition in baseball, during the seventh inning stretch, we sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Now, those Chicago fans, pretty crazy about that tradition.
I can't believe you're going to punish Nashville audiences with this clip.
So guess what? Alex Cooper, who I have no idea who this woman is in my life, and Jake has informed me she's one of the most famous people on the planet.
Like, her podcast is up there with Joe Rogan.
I do not know who this woman
Call
is.
Call her daddy.
Is that her slogan?
That's the
what?
Name of the
That's
podcast.
Her?
Yeah.
Wow. The more you know.
I don't know who this woman is, but regardless, she's saying, take me out to the ball game, and maybe the worst clip of all time. Take it away, Miss Alex.
Her daddy and CEO of Unwell, Alex Cooper.
All right, Daddy Gang and Cubs fans, are you ready? You've never seen something like this before. A one, a two, a three.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care. Never come back. So let's root, root, root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame.
I can't believe we let that play the whole time. Oh my goodness. Oh God.
How dare she disrespect my Cubbies like that?
The booze are hilarious.
I mean, I just have to talk about this for a minute. Was she trying to be funny?
Yes, it was intentional, for sure.
What? Who allowed this?
I don't know. She thought she was being quirky and fun.
If you watch the video, she has like background dancers too. And that makes it even worse.
Yeah, I mean, Cubs fans, they take that stuff seriously. And
sure.
The traditions of the friendly confines out there. And yeah, that was not good. Not good at all. Very bad, in fact.
Well, I mean, what was the point? And is 90% of the Cubs audience like me and have no idea who this woman is?
Right. I mean, I'm sure there were probably, I would venture to guess that most women know who Alex Cooper is. If you're above the age of 18, maybe like 18 to 35, I think that's kind of her demographic. I think you know who Alex Cooper is. It's horrible. Greg Roberts says dump button.
I don't think we have a dump button big enough to wipe that off the face of the planet.
Just hit it repeatedly. Just start punching the dump button.
That's why I said I can't believe we're punishing our audience with that rendition.
Well, I just want to talk about it. Like, what a disgrace to baseball. Like, you think it's funny. I've seen the Cubs bring in a lot of celebrities to sing that song, and most of them take it passionately, sing their hearts out. Most of them are. And why did they pick her? Is she a Chicago native? Is she like a Cubs fan or something?
No, I think she's from New York. You know who she dated?
Who?
Noah Syndergaard.
As in former pitcher Noah Syndergaard?
Yes, former Mets pitcher Noah Syndergaard.
Maybe it was to slight him.
He'd be a good who he play for.
He's not in the
league
anymore.
Glad he's not on the list today.
He's pitching somewhere. Somebody just signed him. I don't know where, but maybe I'll find that. That could be a bonus question.
Every time I think of him, I think of did you ever see that episode of Impractical Jokers where Joe's punishment is he has to – Noah Syndergaard's throwing balls to the kid, and Joe has to steal the
autographed baseballs.
Some lady just rips into him. It was so great.
I can't believe they allowed something like that in Wrigley Field out of all places.
I mean, the boos were – glorious.
Oh, dude, she's not going to be loud back there.
I would guess that it's not like they approved it. I doubt that she practiced or anything like that, at least in front of people with the Cubs. Yeah, that was horrible.
I mean, she was trying to be funny, and it wasn't funny. Like,
right.
The whole time I watched it the first time, I was just staring at the screen.
Maybe to her niche group of fans, Daddy Gang, as she affectionately called them off the top there.
Daddy Gang.
Daddy Gang.
I should start a podcast and call my fans Daddy Gang.
Yeah. Well, she's their daddy.
But she's a...
Apparently.
You know.
Yeah.
We're
call
not
her daddy.
That.
I think in to her followers, they probably love that, but... There aren't a ton of her fans at Cubs games, I don't think. But I'm surprised that you guys didn't know who this was.
Like, I don't listen to a lot of podcasts that aren't sports.
I don't think I listen to any podcasts that aren't sports. Well, I listen to a couple faith ones, but I mean.
Yeah.
Like I would say.
Daily advocation.
Yeah.
I would argue that Alex Cooper is probably one of the top 10 most famous female celebrities.
I do not know who this woman is.
Like,
is she only does podcasts, or does she do something?
She does.
Else?
She owns like her own media company now, or something. But she started at Barstool. Mm. She's behind like Taylor Swift and some of those like mega pop stars, Beyonce.
I mean, you learn something new.
But
every day.
I would, in terms of listenership, she's up there with Rogan for like biggest podcasts.
I had never heard of her. I don't know who she is, but I mean, that was embarrassing. Like, that's up there with Fergie and... Who was the one that did the national anthem? I think it was at that All-Star game in the MLB
year. Tennille Towns, was that her name?
And she was high when she did
it. Yeah, she had to check into rehab.
She checked into rehab, but God, it was so bad. Man. Texter says,
"Wait, no, it's not Tennille Towns."
Texter says Conor McGregor did it a few years ago, and he was better. I remember CM Punk doing it for Chicago at Wrigley, and he was probably better. I mean, God, I don't ever want to listen to that again. I just thought I'd bring that because.
Well, thank you for feeling the need to share.
Ingrid,
not Tennille Towns. Ingrid Andrus was the one who said
that's right. That's right.
But man, dude, I still can't believe Wrigley Field allowed that.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
I would venture to guess that she will not be invited back.
Yeah. I mean, she tried to make it funny, and like you said, maybe for the 5% of people who actually know who she is, they thought it was funny. For one, I don't know who she is.
Right. And I would guess, as Dylan in Antioch says, more people at the game knew who Alice Cooper was over Alex Cooper. Yeah,
that's who Alice Cooper
is. Her target audience is not Cubs fans.
I mean, I'm obviously not in her target audience. I don't know who that is. But God, I mean, what a disgrace to baseball. I mean, take me out to the ball game. I don't think it should be held in the same standard as our national anthem, but it should be pretty close. Like,
yeah, no, definitely not national anthem, no. But like, like no, I agree. At Cubs games, that is a respected tradition, and yeah, she did not take it seriously whatsoever. Not that she's a singer, but you could at least give it a little bit more respect than she did. Yes,
and Wrigley let her know how they felt.
Yes,
great.
Yeah, the boos were funny. That they just were like, "Who is this? Put the mic down. We're done with you." 9192 does point out, yes, the anthem last year was Ingrid Andress. Was that at the Rangers Stadium last year?
Yes. I remember watching that live. I was like, whoa, what is going on? Another one I hated, a lot of people loved, the year after Fergie at the NBA All-Star Game. It was in Chicago, and Chaka Khan did the national anthem.
Yeah.
I hated it.
The Fergie one is hilarious, and the Warriors dancing to the remix in their locker room
forever. Well, have you ever seen the guy that I think he sings at the Chicago Blackhawks game in the playoffs?
Oh yeah,
in
2013,
and he doesn't know the words, so he goes and the stars and stripes were there or something. Like, he doesn't know the words. Everyone starts booing him.
As somebody who spent two full summers broadcasting summer league baseball. And having to hear somebody new sing the national anthem pretty much every single day.
You've heard it all.
Oh, my goodness. The amount of times people get 75% of the way done with the song, forget where they are, and go backwards and have to sing the rest of it. And me, who I'm waiting for this commercial break to end. I need you to finish your anthem so I can start talking. And you go back and basically sing the whole thing twice. gotta know the words. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. If you'd like to text or call, our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. When we come back, we'll do a third straight day of Where Are They Now, our new game show that we have kind of worked our way through. The new rules, though, you have to write down your answer.
Question.
Yeah.
I don't have paper in front of me. Can I use a Google Doc?
Well, we do have a break to go get you some paper.
Yes, we do.
So we will take a break, and we will play Where Are They Now. I'm really excited for this. I feel like this will be a good one. Everyone should know these names. We'll do it next here on Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.